today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have Oxford and Thomas Edison. We'll break it all down for you on WCDO. Stay tuned.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and the rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight live in Oxford at Oxford Academy. It's an eight-man contest here tonight. It's our second eight-man game of the season, and this is Oxford and Thomas Edison. And Jim, glad to have you along here tonight. Should be a good one.
Yeah, I'm looking really a lot forward to this game tonight because this is my first eight-man game of the year. Unfortunately, I was unable to do the first one, but I'm really excited about tonight. It's a really fast-paced, moving game, folks. If you've never seen it, come and catch one.
It's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. They have auto sales, service, and rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. So there's a lot of games Friday and Saturday. We thought this was the best Friday night option. Saturday are a lot of the 11-man games that we would normally follow. We have BG at Delhi tomorrow, Unitego Franklin's at Walton, Sydney's at Harper's the Last, and so if you're looking for that 11-man taste, you're going to get it on a Saturday. Head out, check out those games. Sydney and Harper's the Last, I think, should be a great one down there in Harper's. So what do you think, Tim?
Yeah, it's usually a good game, especially if the Harper's the Last team plays on their field, because it definitely slows down that high octane offense of the Sydney Warriors. So being on the grass, you never know what's going to happen. It might be the Mr. Harrington show tomorrow, for the ground and pound.
So coming in this eight-man contest tonight, Thomas Edison is 1-4 overall, 1-4 in the division. Oxford is 0-5 and 0-4 in the division. So someone is going to get the momentum here tonight. Someone's going to come away with a big victory. If you're Oxford, it's homecoming. It's senior night. Tim and I pulled in the parking lot, folks. They got a big barbecue out there. They got pumpkins all over the place as you're walking up towards the field. Just a real carnival-like atmosphere, and the stands are packed. This is great.
And I thought that was for you.
Yeah, you know, they heard we were coming, and they said we're going to bust it out with a big tailgate and everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it's really neat to see. I mean, we're walking up the walkway, and every step was lined with carved pumpkins, and it was just a really unique atmosphere to come into on a Friday night football game.
One thing I always like when we come over here, Oxford still plays on grass, and they always have the best midfield painting of the Blackhawk logo. This year, no exception. Looks phenomenal out there at midfield.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. It's I was trying to see what it said, but my eyes aren't allowing me to read it. But the Blackhawk is absolutely fantastic. It almost looks like it's coming right into the booth.
Yeah, it looks absolutely phenomenal. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it does say maybe Amelia at Hatfield, which I believe would be an honor to one of the students who passed away here in Oxford. So we'll confirm on that, but certainly a great artistic work of art here at midfield. Oxford's going to kick off, so Edison will field this ball. They'll fall on it at the 35-yard line, folks. So we are underway, and that was A.J. Morgan falling on that. So Thomas Edison, the Spartans here, are in the all-white uniforms. They have the royal blue helmet with the orange trim. They'll be going right to left. I love the Oxford uniforms, all black, white trim, the red helmet, the red trim as well, has the Blackhawk logo on the side. So here come the Blackhawks on defense as we start off this 8-man football contest tonight here on WCDO. We saw Oxford back, I believe it was week 3, against Unadilla Valley, a game that was really close up until halftime, and UV pulled away in the second half, but Oxford has a lot of young talent. We'll see it on display here tonight. Edison wants to throw on 1st and 10. They'll throw it over the middle, and it's incomplete. They were looking for Jack Horahan across the middle, and it was just a little bit overthrown.
Yeah, had him open, but he just threw it a little bit too far out of his reach and fell incomplete, 2nd and 10 from the 35.
Ryan Benedict is the senior quarterback here for the Thomas Edison Spartans. UV played Thomas Edison. That's really only the common opponent we could see coming in, and UV just walked away from Thomas Edison a couple of weeks ago. So I think that bodes well for Oxford here tonight if they could hold strong with UV for almost 3 quarters before UV pulled away. We'll see what they can do tonight here against Thomas Edison. 2nd down and 10 coming up here for the Spartans. Looks like they want to throw here again. They're going to be flushed out of the pocket. Benedict is looking to throw on the run at the right sideline. Pass is complete at midfield and knocked out of bounds. Angelo Steinhauer with the catch. So we're scoreless with 11:40 to go in the first quarter between Oxford and Thomas Edison.
Quarterback showed some real good escapability on that play, got out to the right side and hit his receiver at the sideline at the 50-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Thomas Edison.
Both of these teams have struggled to put up points. Thomas Edison has only scored 50 points on the season, Oxford with 96. So looking to get the offense going so far here tonight in this contest. Edison making the trip up here to take on Oxford, waiting for the snap of 1st and 10 for the Spartans. Wide receiver split to each side, and Benedict's just going to pull it down and run to the left side. He's across the 50, knocked out of bounds. A big tackle there by Oxford on senior night, knocking him out of bounds here for the Blackhawks. We'll get a check on that. I believe it was Paul Baker.
Nice design little play right there. It looked like it was going to be a jet sweep kind of action, and that tailback actually blocked for the quarterback as he came over to the left side. He picked up about 6 yards on that first play, and it'll be 2nd down and 4.
I think David Tucker was in on the tackle as well. Let me tell you, David Tucker had a great night against UV when we saw him a couple of weeks ago. He's just a freshman, had some real breakaway speed on touchdowns. He's someone we'll be watching here tonight, Tim. Edison here with a 2nd and 5. They're into Oxford territory, going right to left. Benedict's going to roll out to the right side. He's looking to throw. On the run, he's got a receiver and a diving catch, but no, they'll say it was incomplete. Horahan pulled it in, but he was sliding out of bounds. They'll say it hit the grass.
Yeah, the referee, the one that makes the decision, said no catch, but it looked pretty good from our vantage point. It looked like he brought it in, but incomplete pass, 3rd down and 4.
We'll be keeping an eye on a bunch of other games here tonight. I know Norwich has a big one just up the road, and we'll try to get some score updates. Senior night already, the playoffs right around the corner, Tim, for 11-man. Hard to believe. It seems like it was just week 1.
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly this season goes by. And, you know, I mean, is it next week? We're changing the clock.
Yeah. Well, that'll be good because it's been getting awful dark in the morning, that's for sure. So here is Edison on a key 3rd down and 5 to go. And this is the quarterback Brian Benedict at midfield. He's going to throw over the middle. Passes off the hands there of Tyler Goff. He would have had a first down, I believe. He caught it right at the sticks, and then it fell through his hands and down to the turf. So fourth down coming up.
Yeah, and it's too bad Goff dropped that ball. Just a quick little slant behind the linebackers and hit him in the hands. He dropped the ball. If he doesn't, if he hangs on, I think he might take it to the house because he had a lot of room to run.
Well, that's fourth down. That's the thing we always talk about when we do these eight-man games. The field is just so wide open. If you have any speed, you could turn the corner and be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was talking with some people about it. You know, it's weird because you think there's extra help, but there's not, because once you get outside, you got one man to beat. And if you can beat him, you're pretty much looking at the end zone.
Edison going for it here on fourth down, waiting for the snap. Here we go with 10.5 to go in the first quarter. They're going to try their first run of the drive. And I believe, yes, the ball came out, but they were down by contact, and they're going to come up about 2 yards short. So the Oxford defense holds strong. They'll take it over on their own 45-yard line.
Nice job, the little quarterback draw right there. And fourth down, as Nate said, first run play for Thomas Edison Spartans, and came up short. So the Oxford Blackhawks will start with their first possession at the 44-yard line.
10:25 to go here in Oxford in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Oxford and Thomas Edison. Eight-man action tonight between the Blackhawks and the Spartans. So our first look at the Blackhawks offense tonight. One wide receiver split out to the right side. Nobody out to the left. Really kind of a compact draw here. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. This is going to be Tucker getting to the outside. He's at the 50, 45, 40, out to the 38 before he's shoved out of bounds. There's a little burst of that speed there, Tim, from the freshman QB, David Tucker.
Yeah, what a quick little runner he is. I just was quite amazed there. He looked like he had a sixth gear. When he saw his pressure, he turned it on a little bit more and crossed midfield and is at the 38-yard line of Thomas Edison.
Tucker was playing wide receiver when we saw them earlier in the season against Unadilla Valley, and he caught a pass over the middle and just burned everybody else that was trying to guard him on the field. And I believe it was a 65-yard touchdown. It was absolutely fantastic. I know he's had to play quarterback the last couple of weeks due to some injuries, but still they're finding a way to use that speed. It's going to be a 1st and 10. Oxford is inside Edison territory on the 38-yard line going left to right. Here's the snap. Throws out to the right side, complete to Jake Smith. Smith cuts back inside between the hashes, down to the 30. Good for about 9 yards, very close to a first down. With 10 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's scoreless.
Nice little play on first down for the Blackhawks. They had a quick pitch out to the wideout, and he used his feet to get to 2 yards short of the first down, second down, and two.
Well, we always joke that Oxford is the team of Smiths. They have Jake Smith, Alex Smith, and Brady Smith. I believe Alex Smith might still be out with injury. We'll have to check on that here tonight. As, you know, eight-man, you lose a couple of guys, you never know. I mean, that's just, you're already short on numbers. A couple injuries could really do you in.
But they do look like they have good numbers on that sideline.
Waiting for the snap here in a second down at about 2 to go for Oxford. They're at the Edison 30-yard line. They'll hand it off. Bobbling the snap there was Paul Baker. He cuts it back across the 30 and bowls his way out to the 25-yard line where he's brought down. Good to move the chains.
Well, nice run right there by number 30 on that play. It looked like a little jet sweep to the left side, but he turned it up inside and took on some tacklers and carried him about 2 yards. The ball is 1st and 10 at, as Nate said, the 25-yard line of the Spartans.
Paul Baker, one of four seniors that were honored before the game here for Oxford. And Tim, you and I agreed. Three of the four seniors, got to say congratulations and thank you to them. They're going to go into the U.S. Army, and we appreciate their service. So thank you to those three guys.
Yeah, a couple of them are already committed, know their dates of that they go into the service.
Yeah,
so very, very impressive.
Pretty organized for sure. Here's Oxford on the Edison 25-yard line. Early in the first quarter, we're scoreless. They'll hand it off up the middle. Good for about 2 yards. We'll see who the ball carrier is off the bottom of the pile. And coming off the bottom of the pile is Brady Smith. So we're scoreless with 8:25 to go in the first quarter. Oxford and Thomas Edison tonight here on CDO.
Brady Smith with a little counter in between the guard and tackle gap on the left-hand side. And as Nate said, he gets about 3 yards. So we'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
Oxford moving the ball really nicely here on this first drive. Edison, in case you're just joining us, got the ball first on the kickoff, stalled at about the 45-yard line. Oxford did a good job on defense, shutting them down on the 4th down opportunity. And Oxford now looking for their first points of the night. Here is David Tucker waiting for the snap. Drops back, looks left. Now he's got a receiver over the middle, but air mails it over the head of Jake Smith. And let's see, this is going to be third down coming, I believe.
Yeah, third down and seven for the Blackhawks. And probably a good thing that ball was thrown a little long because he was thrown into double coverage. If that's short, I think that's picked off and going the other way.
7:50 to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless between Oxford and Thomas Edison. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Jim DeMeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. I believe Craig Stevens might still be there helping him out as well. So we appreciate their help tonight here to bring you this eight-man football contest live under the lights at Oxford Academy. Here is Tucker waiting for the snap on third and about six to go. A little miscommunication, and there were finally just going to be a quarterback keeper here for David Tucker. It looked like Tucker and Paul Baker didn't know it was kind of a game of hot potato there. It's going to be fourth down coming.
It looked kind of like a read option kind of thing, and neither one of them wanted the ball. It was kind of a cluster, but anyways, they do get positive yards, about 2 or 3 yards, so it'll bring up fourth down and a long fourth.
So the ball is at the 20-yard line. Oxford here in the black with the white trim, the red helmets going left to right. So the ball's at the 20, and fourth down, play comes from the sideline, and the freshman QB, David Tucker, bringing the play back in. It'll be interesting to see what the Blackhawks decide to dial up here. So we come up on 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, under the lights tonight, a beautiful, crisp fall night for high school football. And now let's see, looks like we might have a timeout. Yes, timeout taken by the Blackhawks, so we're going to step away as well. We're scoreless between Oxford and Thomas Edison. Eight-man football tonight here in the first quarter on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us for our Butler Auto kickoff show. And we are into the first quarter now with 6:56 to go under the lights at Oxford Academy. Scoreless between Oxford and Thomas Edison here on homecoming senior night. A great crowd. As we said, they had a tailgate going, a barbecue. They got the music all lined up here tonight. They had pumpkins and all sorts of different activities happening. It was really a good night for us to be here.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing to look over below us here and just see all the people that are on the in the stands.
So this will be a fourth down out of the timeout here for Oxford. Tucker in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left. Baker's moving, and he lost control of it, and Edison's going to fall on it at the 25. They were doing a little sweep to Baker, and he just bobbled the handoff, and so the Spartans will come up with the ball on their own 25. A costly turnover there for the Blackhawks, unfortunately.
Both teams' defense is doing a very nice job on the offensive drives. Both teams threatened, and they turned them away, and now second possession for Thomas Edison Spartans.
So the Spartans' defense, as Tim said, holding strong, and they'll come back out here for their second try of the night here. They stalled out as they just got into Oxford territory on that first drive. So the Spartans now with 6:50 to go in the first quarter and a scoreless game will take back over. Again, the Spartans in the all-white tonight with the orange trim and the royal blue helmet with the Spartan logo on the side. They're going to do a QB keeper and pretty much just a QB dive right forward on the left hash. Good for about 3 yards.
Yep, the old goose snap is what that was. He just went up, tapped the center on the hind end and just took the ball and just ran right up his backside and got 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and six.
Don't see that so often, especially with this type of field position. But it worked.
It did. And like I said, the center, all he has to do is take off, and he's got the nose guard over top of him, but there's not a lot of backers there. So good play on first down.
Make sure you stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you some out-of-town scores. We'll try to talk about the playoffs a little bit, too. For 11 men, the picture is starting to become very clear, especially in Class D, and we can pretty much confirm that Sydney is going to miss the playoffs in Class C. So we'll talk about all that during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Going to be a flag on the play here on second down and about 7 to go with 5:59 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Let's see what the call was here, Tim.
First play is offsides against Oxford. So Thomas Edison will get 5 yards on that play, and then it'll bring it to second down and about 2.
Yeah, so a big help there for the Spartans. We'll move the ball up to the Thomas Edison, about the 33, as they go right to left. And a scoreless first quarter here. Again, a great crowd on hand at Oxford Academy. They always come out and support their teams really well here in Oxford. Let's see if the Spartans can knock this over. They just do the QB keeper again across the 35. And that was a direct snap right there to Horahan, and he gets the first down. They move the chains.
Nice little wildcat look right there. Kind of surprised me. I was thinking it was going to be the quarterback sneak again, but nope. He did a direct snap to the fullback, and got the first down. First and 10 for Spartans at their own 35-yard line.
So the Spartans showing a couple different looks. They can, you know, do that wildcat to Horahan, who's kind of a bigger guy, kind of a fullback type of build, or they can go with their senior quarterback, Ryan Benedict. So this is going to be Horahan again at the QB position on the first and 10, and he's going to hand one off, and it goes right back to the quarterback here, Ryan Benedict, but a good job by Oxford crashing through, getting that in the backfield. That was Baker as well as Christian Bauer.
Yeah, real nice job on defense right there to get the loss, tackle for a loss of about 1. So it'll bring us second down and 11.
5:20 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Edison and Oxford. So far, we got a defensive battle here between these two teams. And you don't always see that in 8-man because it's so wide open, the scoring tends to be a lot higher, but not the case so far tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different than the norm for 8-man.
So here is Edison again under center. They're going to have one wide receiver split out to the right side. And the snap and the pitch to the far side goes to Benedict. He's at the 30 before he is brought down there. Another good tackle here by Alex Smith. So we were wondering about the health of Alex Smith. He makes the tackle right there.
Yeah, tackle for a loss of about 2 or 3. We'll bring up third down and 14.
And taking the snap there for Edison was sophomore Michael Brown, number 7. So that's 3 different guys we've seen take snaps so far tonight for Thomas Edison.
Yeah, they tried to get the ball on the sweep. And, they were in the I formation and tried to get the sweep to the tailback, and Oxford took care of it.
4:20 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Edison and Oxford. Waiting for the snap here. This is going to be a third down and long. And Horahan is going to get trapped in the backfield and brought down. And this Oxford defense was coming. 2 players rushing through. Devin Meek as well as Brady Smith get the sack.
Yeah, they went for like a little play action kind of play that Oxford did not fall for. And as Nate said, he was sacked and lost a couple more yards. So it'll bring up fourth down and about 20 for the Spartans.
Edison made good progress. I mean, they were out by the 40. And the Oxford defense pushes them all the way back to where they pretty much picked up the ball at the beginning of the drive, and now they'll have to punt it away on fourth down. So standing back to our left at the Blackhawks logo at midfield here for Oxford, I believe, is David Tucker waiting to receive. Waiting for the punt here. They're going to try to keep it away from Tucker. A high punt is going to spiral and bounce up. It takes an Edison bounce right to the 50-yard line, almost exactly in between the hashes. So that's where the Blackhawks will take over. With 3:23 to go in the first quarter, scoreless here between Oxford and Thomas Edison. We got a good old-fashioned, a draw so far, but it's a good shootout either way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, both teams are doing a really nice job defensively. At that time, Oxford was absolutely dominant on the defensive side. All three plays were for loss. So, nice job.
And so Oxford will come back out here, trying to get the win, their first win of the season. They come in 0-5. Their first win of the season, always good to win at home on senior night, especially for homecoming in front of a big crowd. So Oxford here late in the first quarter. Again, 3:23 to go. We are scoreless. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning coming to you live from Oxford Academy. Here is Tucker in the shotgun. One wide receiver split out to the right, and he's got a running back off his left hip, and that is Baker. Baker's going to go into a blocking mode as Tucker turns the corner. Really didn't have anywhere to go, but somehow muscles up for 3 yards on the left sideline.
Yeah, and he's not a real big guy, and I thought, right off the bat it was going to be a speed show with him, but no, he showed a lot of strength right there. Muscle good for about 4 yards. Nope, 3 yards, excuse me. 3 yards, so it'll bring up second down and 7.
All right, Tim, before the second down, we always do this when we go somewhere. Did you ever get to play in your playing days here at Oxford Academy?
I don't believe so.
No, okay.
That was a long time ago, Nate, that you're making me go back into the memory. They were the East, so I don't know if we ever played them.
I wasn't sure how the divisions were set up.
Yeah, I don't think we played them.
Here's a little sweep to the right side for Brady Smith out to about the 45-yard line. So they're in Edison territory, good for about 3 yards. Interesting look there with two wide receivers on each side. Brings up third down with 2:25 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
Well, you had said it in before we came on the air. You had talked to the coaches for Oxford, and they said they were going to do a bunch of different things that they haven't done all year long. And it looks like they're doing a little bit of spread option or spread formation, that, you know, with those wideouts on both sides, doesn't leave a lot of protection for that quarterback, though.
Well, I talked to head coach Steve Franklin and assistant Mike Beckwith. He said, we're going to see some spread tonight. So he goes, don't be nervous when you see that. So, yeah, there's really only three guys on the line. Direct snap goes to Tucker. He's going to stiff arm a guy, pick up the first down. He's at the 30 and shoved out of bounds at the 26. So even though there wasn't a lot of blocking, he found the hole, picks up an Oxford Blackhawks first down.
Yeah, and just to sort of kind of give you an idea of how that set is they've got two guys way out past the hashes on both sides. So there's four people. There's only four left. So they have three down linemen and the quarterback. There's nobody in the backfield. And Edison had four guys on the defensive line. So he's got to take care of one. The ball carrier's got to take care of one of them by himself, and did a nice job on that play.
90 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, but Oxford is driving again. This is about where they got down to on their first drive when it stalled out and they fumbled. So they're at the Edison 27-yard line going left to right. Here is Tucker in the shotgun. He's got Baker off his left hip. He's going to drop back to pass, throws out into the flat for Baker, cuts back in between the hashes. He's got some room to run across the 20, pulls over a defender and all the way up to the 16-yard line. On the tackle there was Ryan Benedict for Edison.
Gotta like that, mate. Ryan Benedict took the tackle, and it was a good hard hit for both of them, and he good sportsmanship, patted each other on the helmets and said, we'll see you on the next down.
So we're under a minute to go now. 50 seconds, and the clock is moving in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Oxford moves it up to the 16-yard line, so they're in the red zone now. Edison trying to hold strong on defense. Same formation with one wide receiver split out to the right. And this is Tucker at QB, Baker off his left hip. They're going to hand it off to Baker, and Edison reads that very nicely, and they get Baker in the backfield, and it's Derek Fresney with the tackle.
Kind of a read option, and I think he probably would have been better to hang on to the ball and take off on his own, because they had Edison had that play run very well and defended very well. Lost 2 yards, second down and 12.
Yeah, 15 seconds to go, clock moving. I don't think Oxford's going to try for a play. So that'll do it for the first quarter. It's been a defensive battle so far between Oxford and Thomas Edison. We're scoreless. Second quarter coming up here from Oxford on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
We are scoreless to start the second quarter in Oxford between the Blackhawks and Thomas Edison. A score update from up the road. It is Norwich and Shenango Valley tied 14-14. Boy, and they must have got a little bit of a late start. They're only about midway through the first quarter, that was a fast-moving first quarter for us here. So 14-14 up there, and scoreless here. It's been a defensive battle, but Oxford is driving. Now we switch ends of the field, so Oxford is going right to left. They're inside the 20 at about the 19 as we wait for the Blackhawks to take the field to start the second quarter.
Yeah, we'll see what they come out in. They've been running different looks, and most of the time he has a tailback to his left side. That last play, they actually had three people in the backfield because he was in shotgun.
So a lot of different looks on offense for both sides tonight. We've seen some really interesting plays, and I'm sure that'll continue. So to start the second quarter, scoreless between Oxford and the Thomas Edison Spartans. Waiting for the snap, here is Tucker, the freshman quarterback, drops back, looking to his left. He's going to throw for the end zone. He's got a receiver at the five. Touchdown for Oxford as he connects on the play with Jake Smith for six.
Jake Smith with a nice little out pattern right up the hash mark, and the throw is on the money. Good for 6 points. Touchdown, Oxford.
So a throwing pass to Jake Smith gives a 6-0 lead to Oxford on the first play of the second quarter. And just a really well-executed play. And boy, a great job there by Oxford. As we said it before, one of the Smith brothers making an impact as Jake pulls it into the end zone there.
Yeah, real nice play. I mean, really pretty pass and a very nice catch. And then made the defender miss on the tackle and walked into the end zone.
Oxford's going to go for two. Baker is lined up to the right hip of the quarterback here, Tucker, this time. Tucker's going to go to the outside, thought about pitching it, pulls it down, cuts back. We got a flag on the play. He is in, so the two-point conversion is good. Let's see what the flag is, though.
Yeah, that was thrown by the umpire, so I do believe that's going to be holding against the Blackhawks.
So we'll see. The Zebra crew is talking this over here, and we'll see. I haven't had the official signal yet. If it is against Oxford, that would negate the two-point conversion there. Nice run by Tucker through traffic to put it in. And yes, it goes against the Blackhawks. So a 6-0 lead here for Oxford. And so that's too bad to take away that 2-point conversion there, Tim.
Yep, they're going to get another try at it, I do believe. So that was a big penalty.
Yeah, boy, back all the way back up to the 16-yard line.
Yeah.
So Oxford will get another chance at the 2-point conversion. We'll see what they draw up this time. Two wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Actually, Baker now is going to go out to the right side, and to the left hip here in the backfield, actually, of Tucker is going to be Brady Smith. So it looks like Oxford, well, don't have much of a choice. You got to go to the air. So they go with that three-line set, waiting for the snap, and they're going to keep it here with Tucker. He's got nowhere to go. Edison broke through, and they pull him down. So the touchdown is good. The two-point conversion is no good. 11:52 to go in the second quarter. Oxford takes a 6-0 lead over Thomas Edison. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Oxford takes a 6-0 lead over Thomas Edison. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Oxford will kick off. Edison has a little trouble with it, but they will field it at the 25 out to the 30, making a nice little run back here to the 34-yard line was A.J. Morgan.
A.J. Morgan had a little trouble with the reception of the kick, but sheer determination got him out to almost the 35-yard line where they'll start this possession first to 10.
So I had some people ask me today, where is Thomas Edison High School? So Thomas A. Edison High School is in Section 4. It's in Elmira Heights. And we see them quite often in other sports for sectionals. We've run into them a bunch of times in our coverage here on CDO for baseball, especially a very good baseball team. When they were playing 11-man football, we did a couple games a couple years ago when they played Unitigo. So we do catch up with them occasionally, but they are from Elmira Heights. So, you know, a little hour-and-a-half drive to get up here to Oxford today, but they went to 8-man, I believe, last year. So.
Okay. So this is their first time at it.
Yeah, first time here at Oxford. But, yeah, I think it was last year they went 8-man because we did a game with them in Unitigo 2 years ago. So Edison with the ball now going left to right.
They're in the all-white uniforms with the blue and the orange trim. An Oxford defense coming strong. They're looking for a sack. The ball is loose in the backfield. Somehow another Edison player is able to scoop it up, but a huge loss on the play. They're lucky they held onto the ball.
That was an interesting little play because I'm thinking it looked, I mean, I think he was just throwing it out, and the guy was happened to be there. Number 45, Horahan, was right there, and he got the ball. That was huge because it was going to be a sack for probably five more yards back. So they still did lose yardage on the play. It'll be second down and 18.
Yeah, this is a long second down here for Edison. They're pinned back in their own end. I shouldn't say pinned, but they're at the 25 with a long way to go. They trail Oxford 6-0 here in the early part of the second quarter. It's homecoming. It's senior night here at Oxford Academy, and the Blackhawks are looking to swoop in and take the victory here tonight.
Defense is doing a fantastic job against this offense from Thomas Edison.
Here's a spread look here from Thomas Edison. Two wide receivers split out to each side. They have a man in motion. Benedict is going to have to roll to the left side. He's got nowhere to go. Oxford's going to shove him out of bounds. Pass is incomplete. He did get it off, but it fell short from his intended receiver.
Rolling off to his left side, and that was a really tough throw, but he just laid it out there for his receiver. His receiver actually did get his hands on it, but it did fall incomplete. Third down and 18.
10.5 to go in the first quarter. It's a 6-0 lead here for Oxford over Thomas Edison. The other way down Route 12, Green is hosting Moravia tonight, so we'll try to get some updates on that. So, boy, it's kind of a Route 12 kind of night here with Norwich, Oxford, and Green all hosting games. One of the Oxford coaches is out over on the far side. Might have had an injured player here, Tim.
Yeah, it looks like they had an injured player, but by the time the coach got over, the kid met him halfway across the field, so looks like the young man's okay. Maybe he had a stinger or something like that, and he'll be back to play another down.
Yeah, they all went piling out of bounds as they were chasing Benedict, the Edison QB over there. And Buddy popped back up, came over to the sideline, and the training staff will check him out. So this is going to be third down, and boy, yeah, about 20 to go here for Edison as they're pinned back at their own 25-yard line. Again, 10.5 to go in the second quarter. Oxford leading Thomas Edison 6-0. Here tonight under the lights on WCDO. And Edison with the ball now. They're going to stick with Ryan Benedict at QB here in the shotgun. We've seen three different guys take snaps tonight, though, so far for the Spartans. Waiting for the snap. Benedict will roll back. He's going to step up in the pocket. He's got some room. Still wants to throw. Lofts one up. Passes off the hands of Tyler Goff. Incomplete fourth down coming.
I want to tell you, folks, that would have been a really nice play if number one could have brought that in, because I'll tell you what, that pass was absolutely beautiful. Just a nice little touch pass over two defenders and right to number one, but he couldn't hang on.
Boy, Tim, I got to say, we're spoiled tonight here in this press box. This is really nice, a great view for this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's like our own little booth.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, right over to very nice layout here. You know, you've got windows all over the place, so it's kind of like a fishbowl kind of thing. But we're on the end, so they can't see us out on the right side.
A punt here for Edison is going to go up to the 45-yard line and roll up to about the 47, so that's where Oxford will take over. Yeah, they built this press box, I want to say, I don't know, probably 5-6 years ago, and it's definitely one of the nicest that we get to call a game from during our regular season. And just a great view of things, a beautiful facility here at Oxford, and the press box is great. I've come here a couple times this year for soccer, and it's been pouring rain. And every time I come here, I think I'm bad luck for Oxford soccer, but I've been very lucky to be up in the booth here a couple of times, and it's a great place to check out a game.
Yeah, it is very nice. I mean, it's a great vantage point, and, you know, you can see the scoreboard, you can see the entire field from the far corners and everything. Just hopefully we can catch the numbers for you and help you out with the kids. So
Oxford will take over. They are in their own territory. They will fumble the ball here on first down. Tucker picks it up. He's trying to make something out of it. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, picks up a little more before it's knocked out of bounds at the 42. I think he ends up picking up about 2 yards, and he had to run 12 to get it.
Yeah, he ran for a long ways to get that positive yardage, but he did cross into Thomas Edison territory. It'll be second down and 6.
And so we have 9:45 to go in the second quarter, 6-0 lead here for Oxford over Thomas Edison. An 8-man football contest tonight. It's our second eight-man game of the year. We did Oxford and UV earlier in the season. And don't worry, we'll be covering all the 11-man playoffs that are coming up. But the playoffs look like it could be really fun. The possible matchups are Green, Walton, Delhi, Tioga. We'll see how that all works out after the regular season wraps up this week. Waiting for the snap, and this is going to be not Tucker taking the snap. It's going to be a direct snap to Alex Smith. Runs to the outside, cuts back at the right hash, gets out to the 40. So he'll pick up about 2 yards, so third down coming.
Yeah, third down and a long four, but they'll have the ball at the 40-yard line of Thomas Edison for this chance to get a first.
So this is a good, manageable third down here if you're a Blackhawks fan. They're in Edison territory at the 40 and need about 3 yards to go, as Tim said, here on senior night. They have a 6-0 lead, trying to protect it with 8:35 to go in the second quarter. Our Rabideau Energy Products halftime report will be coming up shortly. Waiting for the snap. And this one is going to be another direct snap here. The ball is loose, but I think Edison fell on it. As the ball carrier was Alex Smith, he fumbles it at the 35, and the Spartans come up with it off the bottom of the pile there. His big number 78, Derek Fresney.
Number three, he had a long ways to go if he could hold on to that ball, but nice defensive play by one of the Thomas Edison Spartans to strip it and also recover the ball. They will take over on that turnover at their own 37.
Boy, just when Oxford got that mojo going, all of a sudden, Edison makes another play. So that's the second fumble tonight here for Oxford, yep. But they still lead 6-0 with 8:23 to go in the second quarter. Again, we're live at Oxford Academy tonight for this eight-man contest. Thanks for joining us. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream. And our game audio archive is brought to you by SFCU. Here's a direct snap and a nice little fake there. The snap goes right to Horahan. Oxford read it well. He only picked up two. I like the fake by Ryan Benedict, who kind of swooped around from behind almost like he was going to take it, but it did go to Horahan.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying to give Oxford something to look at there, and it might pop up later as they may go to that left side with the option look with that tailback or that wide out going in the jet outside of the end. We'll see what happens.
6-0 lead for Oxford over Thomas Edison. Clock is moving down to 7:45 to go in the second quarter, and a 6-0 lead for Oxford here over the visiting Thomas Edison Spartans. And this one will be a snap under center to Michael Brown, who pushes the pile forward out to the 45-yard line. And this will be, third down and about two to go. So, again, Edison rotating three different guys who can take snaps tonight.
Yeah, they've got a lot of different looks, and some of them are, under the center. Then they go shotgun or wildcat look. But that was a really nice little play, just a quarterback keep kind of thing. Out to the right side, well blocked, and he got the edge, and they gave him the first down, Nate.
Oh, wow, okay. So he did pick up just enough to move the sticks, and this will be a first down for Edison. Ball is at the 47-yard line here for Thomas Edison. They're right on the Blackhawks logo, about to crest midfield with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. And under center, again, is Michael Brown, number seven. He'll pitch back out to the original quarterback tonight, Ryan Benedict. He's met in the backfield. Huge loss here for Edison, as busting through the line there for Oxford was Brady Smith.
Real nice play. That was going to be a halfback pass because one of the wideouts was wide open down the field, but he didn't have time to even think about throwing the football because the defender was there. Loss of about 8 on the play, second down and 18.
So this is a big loss here for Edison. And just when Edison looks like they're going to pull out some trick play, Oxford has run it very well tonight, and they have been doing a lot in the backfield of ripping guys down and, kind of forcing Edison into these second and long, third and longs. And we're going to have a flag on the play as the snap goes to Michael Brown, and we'll see who jumped here.
Going to go with false start and see what happens. No. Offsides against Oxford.
Yeah, and the officials actually brought a couple of the Oxford guys together with one of the Edison guys, maybe just saying, hey, cool it or something, if there was maybe some words being exchanged down there on the line, boys being boys.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but like Nate said, they did take a couple kids aside and said, something to them, and we'll see if anything comes out of that.
So the ball up to the 43-yard line. So this is more manageable, but still a 2nd and 12 for Edison after that big loss there on first down, but still a 2nd and long to go. So Edison is back in the huddle as Oxford leads 6-0 with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Our halftime report coming up soon. Snap under center for Michael Brown. Brown lost the ball. No, he got it off to Horahan there. Fooled me. He bounced to the outside and was brought down. Some trickery there. Horahan, a good, solid runner. And he comes in listed at 5'10", 220. But Oxford did a good job to bring him down.
He's a bull. That's the best way to describe this young man. Number 45 carried 3 yards on that play. Makes it 3rd down and 9 for the first.
Big play here for Edison. They trail 6-0. Clock is moving. We're down to 5 minutes to go now in the second quarter. They want to try to get some points on the board before the halftime break here. They're right at midfield and about a 3rd down and 9 to go. They either have to get a good chunk and make it 4th and manageable or try to pick it up here. Let's see what they decide to do. As it looks like Brown will be under center again. One wide receiver to the left. Benedict is in motion from right to left. And Brown will drop back once to throw. He's going over the top through the hands there of his intended receiver, but we have a late flag. He was looking for Anthony Mishler. I believe they're going to call pass interference here, too.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nate. And it was a late flag. It looked like they were going to let him play, and then right at the last minute, the referee, right on the play, he was right in the right position, did throw the flag for pass interference against the Blackhawks. So that's going to give Thomas Edison a first down.
So that's a tough break there for Oxford, as the defense was there. And you can tell the coaching staff for the Blackhawks.
They were not happy.
Not pleased with that, as that would have put Edison in a tough situation there on fourth down. Instead, we're doing the chain march, and it's going to be a 1st and 10, and Edison is down to the Oxford 36-yard line. Clock is moving at 4.5 to go. Oxford leading 6-0 here in the second quarter. It's been a good game so far. A lot of defense. A lot of good plays. Oxford got into the end zone to start the second quarter, first play of the second quarter, as quarterback David Tucker hit Jake Smith on about a 20-yard bomb. Edison will hand it off on first down for Horahan, and boy, he is just muscling the pile forward. Good for about 5 yards when I thought maybe he was going to get one. Holy cow, what a run.
He got hit in the backfield, folks, 2 yards in the backfield, and just muscled his way. Looks like they're going to give him about 6. 2nd down and 4 at the 30.
I would maybe compare him to like a Leo Temple from Unitego, that type of body style, folks. If you're familiar with, I know a lot of our fans follow all the teams in our local area, just a bull of a runner. And kind of reminds me of some of the Walton running backs too, a Caleb Stanton type of guy. So, wow, what a good run there for Thomas Edison. This gives them good field position. They got a lot of time to work with here with 3.5 to go. It's kind of that fine line, a lot of time, but not a lot of time.
Yeah.
Ball is on the 30, Edison going left to right, and this is Michael Brown under center. One wide receiver split out to the right, one to the left. Brown's going to take off on a QB keeper. Oxford is right there. It's a gang tackle by the Blackhawks. Maybe a gain of 1 flag late on the play. Let's see what this
late
is.
Late flag is thrown by the white hat. Face mask against the Blackhawks.
That is a costly one there. Again, another late flag. Boy, these little penalties are adding up to hurt the Blackhawks here late in the second quarter.
And both of the last 2 penalties have been big penalties because they have given them automatic first downs on the play. So the ball will be spotted at about the 23-yard line of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, that's a tough break there. And
1st and 10.
We got 2 teams here that don't have the best records coming into tonight's game. Oxford looking for their first win. They're 0-5. Edison's 1-4. So it's those little things like that. They're saying, boy, we got to clean these up. We got to try to get this win here tonight. Those little things that come back to kill you. So here is Edison on a 1st and 10. They're inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line, waiting for the snap. Brown's going to hand it off, and it's a healthy dose here of Jack Horahan, again pushing the pile forward across the 20 to the 18. What a run.
Yeah, real nice little run on 1st down by Horahan. Gets about 6 yards on the play right off the left guard and center gap, 2nd down and 4.
And that's just got to wear on you if you're Oxford. You're trying to tackle this 220 running back who is just pounding it down your throat here.
And you said it exactly. He's bringing the contact to you, so you better be ready to hit and wrap and have your legs behind you, because otherwise it's going to go right over top of you.
Clock's still moving. 2 minutes to go here for Edison to try to maybe tie this ball game up in the second quarter. Oxford leads 6-0. Edison is at the Oxford 18-yard line going left to right. Wide receiver is in motion. They're going to go right back to Horahan across the 15 down to the 11. He's brought down by three Oxford Blackhawk players right there. And so the clock stops there with a minute 45 to go until they get the chain set. Then it'll take off again.
Yep, nice little play off the left guard and tackle gap on that play. And Horahan good for a first down carry. The ball is spotted just at about the 13-yard line of the Oxford Blackhawks, 135.
Do the Blackhawks have an answer here, or can Edison punch this in, tie it up, and maybe take the lead? Clock is moving. We got 90 seconds to go, second quarter. What can Edison do here? They've struggled to put up points this year, and now we'll have, let's see, a flag or a timeout. What are we going to get? Timeout taken here by Oxford. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. There's a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Oxford leads 6-0, but Thomas Edison is driving. Stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Packed house here at Oxford Academy tonight. Senior night, homecoming. And we're late in the second quarter. Oxford leading Thomas Edison at 6-0. But Edison is driving. They have a first down, and they are at the Oxford 12-yard line. What can Oxford do to stop this running back here for Thomas Edison, 220-pound, 5'10", Jack Horahan?
They better hit him low and wrap when they do it, because otherwise he's just going to run right through him. They're trying to take him on too high, and you just can't do that with a big guy like that.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm sure, a lot of guys at halftime getting some good coaching about how to best tackle this guy. Ball is loose on the ground here. They didn't go to Horahan. We'll see who the ball carrier was. Believe it might have been Ryan Benedict here for Edison. And so no fumble on the play, but the ball is spotted at the 10, so they really didn't pick anything up there.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. It looked like the snap got bobbled a little bit, and then the Edison player actually advanced it through for about 2 yards, actually. So it'll bring up second down and 8.
Boy, Edison's taking a lot of time here. 50 seconds to go. Second quarter clock still moving. Second down. They trail 6-0. Halftime coming up shortly. And this will be Michael Brown under center. One wide receiver split each way. Man is in motion from left to right. They're going to go right back to Horahan. He gets down to the 5 before he's tackled there. Good job by Oxford's Alex Smith to get the tackle. And now Edison's going to take a timeout with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Third down coming up. It's pretty much third and goal to goal here. We'll keep it right here, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely can get a first down at about the 1.5, but I'm thinking you give this ball twice to Mr. Horahan. I don't even think you go away from him. I don't know why you would try to go outside. This guy's getting 2 to 3 yards every time he touches the ball, and you only need 5.
I'll be interested to see if they don't get it on the third down, how quickly can they get back to the line and get the play set and everything. So far, even though the clock has been ticking, we haven't seen a whole lot of urgency. So
I was trying to remember the timeouts. I know that Oxford had taken, I believe, 2, but Edison just took their first, I think.
Yes.
So they still have two of theirs left. So I would imagine if they happen to stop him in the backfield, they'll use one of the timeouts right there.
Homecoming and senior night here in Oxford. Hard to believe. Week 8 of the high school football season. Playoffs are right around the corner. And we'll have some local teams at the Class D level that we cover here on CDL that we'll be following. I don't think any of our Class C teams really are going to make the playoffs. It looks like Sydney will come up short, even if they won tomorrow at Harpersville Afton. So
We'll talk about that at halftime. Still business to attend to here with 36 seconds to go in the second quarter. They're going to go to Horahan. He's pushing that pile. Can he get in? He's right at the goal line here. Clock is stopped with 29 seconds to go. And this is going to be a spot right at the line here. It's very close. No signal. I think fourth down coming.
Yeah, it's really close. They don't know. Yep, they gave him the first down. So it's first and goal to go. Edison does take the timeout to stop the clock.
So Edison now with 29 seconds to go, second quarter, trailing 6-0. Oxford with the lead. Edison takes a timeout. We'll keep it right here still. So now that they have the first down, they're going to have a couple more chances at it, but how do you stop Horahan when you only got inches to work with?
Yeah, I mean, that play right there, they actually put him under center and just had him go up and do the quarterback sneak kind of thing, and I think that's probably pretty much the same thing we're going to see here. I mean, he literally could fall forward for 2 yards and probably get into the end zone.
This would be huge as Edison is trying to tie this game up. Oxford currently leads 6-0. And if they go for two, maybe kick the extra point, they could take the lead into a very competitive first half. They could take the lead in halftime.
One of the things you want to keep in mind, folks, is that 30 yards of this drive for Edison was because of penalties against the Oxford Blackhawks that gave them first downs when they were way back at the 40.
That's a great point. Oxford coming out on defense. Here we go. First down for Edison, 29 seconds to go. They are right on the one-yard line. And they're going to try to push it in, and they will. They'll score here with Jack Horahan. So this ball game is tied up 6-6. They did exactly what we said, and why wouldn't you go to it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if he's going to get 2 to 3 yards every single time, and sometimes 2 to 3 after contact, I'm giving him that ball until he walks into the end zone. So that's what they did. 6 points for the Spartans, and we'll see what they can do for the conversion.
We're tied 23 seconds left here in the second quarter. We're tied now 6-6, and Edison is going to go for two. So they could take the lead here late in the second quarter, and they will have to kick back off to Oxford, so the Blackhawks will have one last chance at it, at least here in the second quarter. Still a lot of game left to be played. Edison going with a little spread here, two wide receivers to each side. In at QB here is Ryan Benedict, rolls to the right, has a lane open, and throws it, and it is good. And guess who comes up with the catch? It's Horahan, and Edison leads 8-6.
Real nice throw right there. Only place that Horahan could catch it, and the defenders had no chance of knocking it down. Really well-placed ball, and a great catch.
Thomas Edison 8, and Oxford 6. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 23 seconds to go in the second quarter. Thomas Edison with the fresh 8-6 lead over the Oxford Blackhawks. Here on Senior Night in Oxford, it's Nate Lowell and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. So Edison will kick off, and this one will roll into Oxford territory. They will field it at the 32-yard line. They waited a long time to pick that one up. So Oxford's going to have 21 seconds to work with here before the halftime break.
Yeah, the kick was recovered by number 21, and he did take his time to pick it up, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, he's not gonna grab it, but he did, and they will have the ball at the 32-yard line of the Blackhawks.
And so at halftime too, maybe we can catch up with all the sectional soccer scores as well. And a lot of people have been asking about that. But here's a formation for you. This is the one I think Coach was talking about. They have the center snapping the ball, the quarterback, and then three wide receivers to each side.
Yep.
And a timeout is taken by Thomas Edison.
I would have definitely taken a timeout.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, that was interesting. At first I thought, all right, they're going to shift out of that, come back to something kind of like swing gate kind of play.
Yeah.
But then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, why don't they just send two guys and go after the quarterback? But if you miss him, you know, you've got all those guys downfield.
Yeah.
Your quarterback's running free.
And basically when I talked to the Oxford coaching staff before the game, they said, yeah, we're looking for ways to put points up. You know, at this point, we got to try some things out. And looks like they're going to do the same exact thing. Three wide receivers split to each side. They have the center with the ball, the quarterback. So some of these guys playing our receiver are linemen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, number 75 is over on the right-hand side, and he's a lineman.
So here we go. Let's see how this works. This is a first even for us here in eight-man action. We've seen some funny formations, but Edison is just looking over the sideline. They're pointing guys out. They're trying to figure it out. Now Oxford will bring two guys in to be off each hip of the quarterback here, David Tucker. Waiting for the snap. Tucker slips, and he's going to be down here because of that slip. So that play goes nowhere and a loss of about five.
Yeah, unfortunately, all that flash and had nothing happen because of the slip. As Nate said, he put his knee down. He loses about 6 yards. It'll bring up second down and 16.
Well, we'll see it again here. I want to see how this play works out. With 4 seconds to go, can they get the playoff? Waiting for the snap. They do. With about a second left, Tucker's just going to tuck it and run. Gets to the outside, cuts it back to the 30, still on his feet, and runs out of bounds. So we'll see if that play makes an appearance in the second half as well. But it's our halftime score here at Oxford Academy. It's Thomas Edison with an 8-6 lead over the Oxford Blackhawks. And we'll be back. Tim and I will break this all down. We'll try to get you some out-of-town scores, some soccer scores as well. A lot of people have been asking for soccer scores on Twitter. So, and again, if you're looking for any of those soccer scores and you're driving around, folks, you can always go to WCDOsports.com. We have all the girls' games today that were played up at WCDOsports.com. You can get those scores there. So halftime here in eight-man football action at Oxford tonight. It's homecoming. It's senior night. Oxford is trailing Thomas Edison, my apologies, 8-6 at the break. We'll be back with the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO.
This year, switch to Maravito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Maravito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and